Hello, America. Welcome to Friday. Got a couple of things on my mind today. Got some clips for you that are just insane. First, let me start with people freaking out about the banks. Okay, it's about 40% of the people now in America are saying, "Hey, I'm worried about my money in the bank." Don't worry about your money in the bank. That money, even if it's all gone and the bank burns down, as long as you don't have more than $250,000 in a bank, the FDIC, well, no, the Treasury is going to cover it. They'll print more money. And so you'll always get that money back. And that should feel very reassuring. I mean, the German people in the Weimar Republic, they got their money in wheelbarrows to buy a loaf of bread. But don't worry about the losing of your money. Worry about the loss of value with your money. Kind of an important thing. By the way, the government is doing a bang-up job. Big numbers today for jobs, up, I think, 253,000, which normally would be really good. Except that's why the Fed is raising interest rates, to stop companies from hiring more people. They really have to put more people out of work, so those people don't have any money to buy things, which drives the cost up of all of the products because there's too much money. So that should mean we get more Fed rates, which should mean more banks go out of business, which of course means the big banks all owned by the Fed, they're gonna be our national bank. Who doesn't love this train? Now, let me tell you about Sweatblock, our sponsor. You know, unless you are a French, and then you're like, oh my gosh, my aroma, it turns on all kinds of women. I'm not a fan of natural body odor. It's why I live in the 21st century. I wasn't born at the wrong time. I couldn't have dealt with it. Now I live in Dallas, Texas. See, here it's hot in Dallas, but I'm in a sweater. Why? Because I keep it at a nice 62 degrees in the studio. When I walk outside, it's like walking into, oh, I don't know, a volcano. And that causes me to sweat. And never let them see a sweat. Worse than seeing, never let them smell your sweat. That's a bad one. Can be embarrassing. Protect yourself. There's an amazing thing called Sweatblock. It's Sweatblock wipes. They have the regular deodorant that you can, you know. This is Sweatblock. So professional. This is a Sweatblock wipe. You wipe under each arm and you don't sweat for days. It is great. It's amazing. It is the first thing I've ever seen that really changes the game in deodorant and antiperspirant. Some, I imagine, because I sweat a lot because I'm big and fat, some big fat Harvard doctor who kept making presentations with the big sweat tacos underneath his arms, you know, he was embarrassed. He's like, good Lord, man, I'm a scientist. I can stop this. And he did. His solution is Sweatblock. Go to the address on the screen, sweatblock.com. Use the promo code Beck. Sweatblock.com, promo code Beck. Save 20% off now. Okay. Let's start with some clips. The big story next week is going to be the border. We're currently taking in, but it's completely secure, we're taking in about 2,000 immigrants per day. We've had 1.4 million people come in across the border just this year at this point. Okay, that's a lot. However, because the COVID restrictions are over beginning next Thursday, everybody's welcome. And there are hundreds of thousands of people on our border waiting to cross it next week. This is going to change the culture of America forever. Sure, we will probably have better Mexican food, but something tells me it's not a lot of Mexicans that are crossing over. So maybe your Guatemalan restaurants will be good. Brazilian will probably have some good salsa dancing classes coming our way. But I have a feeling even our Chinese restaurants, and if you haven't had Persian food, you're about to have some. Because it's not all Mexicans or people from South America. Our enemies are also sending people over the border. It's wide open. I want to show you El Paso. This is stunning. Here's what's happening as they just try to get something to eat. Okay. Wow. I mean, they're telling us that Chicago, they've received, what is it, like 1,000 immigrants or, you know, illegals. And Chicago was like, this is an outrage. We're going to collapse. How about El Paso? El Paso doesn't have all the graft and everything else, or even the tax base to be able to handle this. Look at what the streets are like in El Paso.
This is pretty incredible. I've been here several months ago, but the number of migrants that are here significantly higher. It's not just this block. It extends for blocks and blocks. And again, this is an active scene, as my cameraman Alan Gillum can show. Let's walk over here and show just how many migrants extend on this far, this end of the block. They slept here overnight, and local officials say that they are just overwhelmed.
Yeah, because they're a small town, okay? Imagine the really small towns that are also overwhelmed, that the TSA is just dumping on the streets of all these small towns. This will fundamentally transform Texas, I believe, as we know it, could be over by the end of the month. And I mean that in this way. I lived here in the 1980s, and Texas was all hats and boots, and it was fun, funny, different than any other state. I'm not a big fan of the homogenization of everything. So, do you have a Gap in your downtown and an Ann Taylor? Oh, that's great. Well, now it's, do you have an empty building that used to be the Gap and Ann Taylor in your town? Yeah, we do too. This used to be a completely different place, and our uniqueness, our diversity is important. Texans were different. Texas has completely changed. And in some cities, it's no different than Chicago or New York. You introduce this many people into any of the border states, let alone the rest of the country, those border states completely change. They completely change. Now, I'm not against change, but I am somebody who thinks that maybe we should look at what that change means. We don't know because we don't know who's coming in. Over across the brickyard in the vault, I have the 1824 agreement written in the hand of Stephen F. Austin. His negotiation to start the colony of Texas. And he negotiated it with the country, Mexico. I'm going to show it on radio next week. I know that seems weird. I'll show it on the Blaze, the broadcast of the radio program next week. It says, Mexico says, okay, you can open up a colony, Texas, but you can only bring in 200 families at a time, and you have to vet them. You have to tell us exactly who they are, why they're coming into the community, what they bring to the community, and then you tell us, and we'll look at it, and if we approve, okay. Once they get there, if they commit any crime at all, they're out. Once you have 200 families, you have to build a school and a church. And we're Mexico, so it must be a Spanish-speaking school and a Spanish-speaking church. Can you imagine? There's more. But can you even imagine if anyone would ask that for the 400,000 people that are currently sitting just on the other side of our border waiting to come in next week? stop with the lie that we're all telling ourselves. None of this is normal. All of this is a very big deal. Each one of these things, like the border, it's game-changing. Unfortunately, we don't just have the border. Every possible aspect of this country is under attack. And when you put it all together, it spells the end of the republic. Start with telling the truth. That's it. That's all you have to do. It takes away all of the power. They have gotten their power by spreading lies. You're a racist. You're a bigot. Whatever it is, you're a transphobe. I'm none of those things. I'm none of those things. I'm for truth. And I want to live in a country that is diverse and has people from all walks of life. I hire liberals to work with me, okay? Two of my directors in the past and two or three of my producers, top producers, were liberals. They were more classic liberals. But I would go to them all the time. Challenge me on this. Where do I have this wrong? Diversity of thought is important. Stop telling lies. Stop letting people tell lies. Correct people. We can't take it anymore. We cannot take it anymore. Peaceful, love thy neighbor, but do not tolerate the lies. Okay, so that's what's going on now in El Paso. One more clip. This is a businesswoman in El Paso.
I have lived here for over 38 years, and I've never seen anything like this in El Paso. This is unsustainable. It's not normal. Please help us, and enough with the politics of it.
Well, there is no politics, because the White House says this has been their top priority since day one. Watch.
I can't say what it's going to look like after May 11th, but what I can say is that this is an administration that has taken the challenges that we see at the border very seriously since day one.
Lie. Lie. You know it. I know it. She knows it. Absolute lie. That's why they don't go down to the border. That's why you never see Kamala Harris down at the border. It doesn't happen. And this, all of these lies lead us to very dangerous places. Remember, you're a bigot, you're a hater, you're a conspiracy theorist for saying there's something going on that is wrong and never before seen in American history on the border. And they say, that's not true. They buy themselves more time to get done whatever it is they're doing, but I can guarantee you it's not by, for, or of the people of America. Example. We have been told that so much is untrue and it's a conspiracy theory. But even the timing doesn't matter. You know, when I was saying, hey, illegals are going to get Medicare, Medicaid, they're going to have health care, and the healthcare bill has the loophole in it. They will exploit it for that, and then they will start rationing things because it'll be too expensive for the country, so they'll start rationing. I was a dangerous conspiracy theory, but at least it took 12 years for them to come back out and go, okay, well, that's probably what's going to happen, okay? Now, it doesn't matter. They will say in one sentence, we're not banning gas stoves. That's a conspiracy theory. And then what happens? This.
But we, just like we had to go from long time ago, can transition from coal as your energy source. We do have to transition. There are clean energy alternatives. It's going to take time. And I want to make sure that New Yorkers don't get hit hard for the cost. So we're going to roll this out. But new buildings that are going up, they can go electric. They can do heat pumps. This is how you transition.
Everything's transitioning right now. Beginning to hate that word. So we're going to make this transition. When did they transition from gas, natural gas, is good, it's clean energy, to it's dirty and it must be destroyed. When? When did that happen? It's transitioning. And they lied to you every step of the way. And what are they saying? They're going to replace it with electricity. Where are the electrical power lines that will carry all of this new magical electricity? We don't have, our grid does not have the capability to put all of this stuff onto electricity, nor do we have the ability to generate that, especially if we're not burning coal. All of this will lead us to our destruction, and gang, it's right around the corner. Back to this in just a minute. First, let me tell you about our sponsor. It's American Giant. In the 1960s, another problem, 95% of everything that we bought for clothing was made here in America, okay? Today, 97% is made overseas. That is a complete and total reversal of the way things used to be. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't mind if we can get it cheaper and better, fine. But we've completely abandoned clothing, medicine, everything. We're the financial leaders of the world. Really? How's that working out? If this thing really falls apart, where are you going to get your clothes, your medicine, your chips? Where are you getting all the stuff? American Giant is a company that I just love. I know their founder and CEO really well. He is a common sense guy who just wants to help rebuild America. He really understands that, A, if we don't make stuff here, we're doomed. B, our communities are suffering. Why don't we bring some of these factories back in and employ people and retrain them? Because that leads to self-esteem. That there is something to good, honest, hard work every day. And especially when you make, like he's making now, the best hoodie you'll ever own, unless you have one that was made like in the 1960s, maybe your dad had one, and they just lasted forever and they were so great. Look at the crap that is now, they is a sweatshirt. They're crap. We couldn't even make those sweatshirts anymore because we sold all of the machines. He went and he got some of them back from Japan, fixed them, trained them, and now they're made at American Giant. You picked a great place to buy your clothes if you've picked American Giant. American-Giant.com/Glenn. American-Giant.com/Glenn. Go there now.
Okay. New York has made a bold move to address the climate crisis, yes, becoming the first state in the country to ban gas stoves, natural gas, and other fossil fuels in most new buildings.
There is no doubt the science is showing us that those choices are heating up the planet at a sort of a scary rate, all put together. Buildings count for about 20% of carbon planet cooking carbon pollution as well. So this is part of a wave of electrification across the country.
First of all, when they first said they were going to stop gas stoves, why did they say? Because it was environmental hazard in the home, because children had a good chance, if they had asthma, of having those fumes, and then they were going to turn into, well, I was going to say they would transition into something else, but that's okay with the left now. Now it's that it's destroying the planet, and the arrogance of that guy. I mean, science shows, and we all know, natural gas is not so natural. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So we have the border. We have an energy crisis. But more importantly, we have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, violating the people, treating us like we are imbeciles, because quite honestly, we're acting like it. I mean, You'll see stuff on television. You'll be watching it. You'll be standing there. Maybe you're watching it on your phone, and you look over to somebody you know, and you're like, "Did you No, have you seen the new app on TikTok? It's amazing. Oh, God. We're going to get what we deserve. But it's all going to be good. In the end, it's all going to be good. Not going to be fun, but it will work out to our best. Now, you have a government that's out of control. You have a government that has signed on for the Great Reset, where they state openly, by 2030, you will own nothing and you will like it. Well, how does that work? Well, you're going to have to impoverish the nation. Fed's doing a good job of that. You have to get rid of property. How are you going to do that? Well, they're already talking about we need windmills and we need solar panels, and that's so much land, we're just going to need to seize it. Oh, is that what you're going to do? That's fantastic. Try this on for size. Here is the EPA administration defending land grabs.
The economic assessment that we do is based on our legal assessment of what the law requires and what we put in place so that farmers do have the certainty to comply with the rule. And I will say that work very closely with Secretary Vilsack at USDA to be sure that as we implemented the rule, we'd be able to leverage resources across the federal family. So we believed that the economic impact would be positive because we thought that the farmers and the farmer community would have some certainty. Mm.
You know the thing that stuck out to me on that that really is bothersome? The government family, all across the governmental family. It's not a family, man. It might be the Manson family, but it's not my family. Here is the energy secretary now, the secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And what are they talking about? Well, they want to talk about climate change, but they can't be specific about one thing.
Percent of global emissions.
Yeah, but if
right
you could
now.
Answer my question, if we spend $50 trillion to become carbon neutral in the United States of America by 2050, you're the Deputy Secretary of Energy. Give me your estimate of how much that is going to reduce world temperatures.
So first of all, it's a net cost. It's what benefits we're having from getting our act together and reducing all of those climate benefits. We're seeing.
Let me ask again. Maybe I'm not being clear. If we spent $50 trillion to become carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States of America, how much is that going to reduce world temperatures?
This is a global problem. So we need to reduce our emissions and we need to do everything we can.
How much, if we do our part, is it going to reduce world temperatures?
So we're 13% of global emissions.
You don't know, do you? You don't know, do you?
You can do the math. We need to.
You don't know, do you, Mr. Secretary?
So we're 13% of
global emissions. If you know, why won't you tell me?
If we went to zero, that would be 13%.
You don't know, do you? You just want us to spend $50 trillion.
Stop. You know, I went to school with this kid who had like 150 IQ. He had perfect pitch. He could play the violin. The guy was amazing. And I remember standing in choir and maybe you won't relate to this at all, but I gotta say it. We'd stand in choir and the choir would start to go flat. And it was like, he said it was like an ice pick in his ears. And he'd just have to sit down because he couldn't sing it flat. I feel your pain, Neil. I finally understand you. Because all of this nonsense is like ice picks in my ear. If we stopped all of our production of everything right now, just stopped, where would we get all the stuff we stopped making? Answer, other countries. Unless all other countries like China are doing it too, it won't change a damn thing. You can't take these beautiful, blessed school buses that are all electric that Kamala is always going on about. You can't say we're going to reduce this by 200,000 tons of carbon emissions. That's what you're going to get, 200,000 tons. Meanwhile, China just announced they're introducing new power plants that will put 15 million. I always get confused now, a million and billion, because million just doesn't sound like anything. Million tons of carbon into the air on a new power plant. And they're building tons of them. So it's not going to work. We're just committing suicide. How do people not understand this? How do people not see this? Honestly, it is, God, we're stupid, stupid. Let me ask you another thing. Sorry, while I'm on this rant and talking about stupid. Everything is falling apart, and I've done this a lot this week. Hey, looks like Gotham is being built in city after city in America. I'm expecting criminals to start wearing the big question mark suit. Because didn't you ever ask yourself while watching Batman, how do they not find that guy? He's pretty identifiable. This is how I think those criminals could wear the big question mark suit or look like the Joker, and you'd never find them. Well, you'd find them. You'd find them in front of a judge, and the judge would say, hey, you're fine. Go ahead. No bail. We're building Gotham. People cannot defend themselves on the street. You want to switch places? I'd love to ask every single person on the progressive left that is for all of this get rid of the police stuff, all of these people that said we need to reimagine this, I want you to switch places with somebody who lives on the streets in Chicago. I'm sure that family would gladly switch places with you. Why? Because it's not safe for them or their children. You have used them and destroyed them and put them in danger. So what do you now do when in some cities the police won't come? Unless it's a murder, they won't come. Sometimes you'll call them, they'll come the next day. So what does the government do? They see it falling apart. It's of, by, and for the people. That's our motto. Of, by, and for the people, our government was established. So the people can't protect themselves because everything is falling apart top to bottom. What do? Are they empowering you? No. They're taking away your right to self-defense. They're taking away your guns. That's not of, by, and for the people. A responsible government would say, look, we are having real trouble. We want you to be very cautious. We want you to be safe. You need to take on some of the things that humans have always been required to take on. Like, you gotta work. If you break the law, you go after like a vigilante with a gun, we're going to arrest you. But we can't be there. So if somebody breaks into your house and you feel threatened with your life, you can shoot them. We don't like it, but that's the way it is. They're not doing that. How about schools? Schools are all breaking down. What are they doing? Are they of, by, and for the people? That government would say, you know what? Our schools are a mess. And our kids are right in the center of it. Look. We think we're doing the right thing, but these are your kids, your family, your communities. You should have the say. So while all of this is worked out, we really need to give you the power to go to another school. We'll give you the money back and we'll have you go to another school. Now, there's some parents who will say, no, I want them in that. Good, then they can still go. But if you want a choice, are they offering choices? No, they're closing choices. Of, by, and for the people doesn't sound like it. And meanwhile, so many of us are still sending our kids to college. Why? You know what they're learning. Nothing but garbage. We all know, hey, if you go up to that bar and order a drink, that's not alcohol, that's poison. And they will slowly poison you, and you will eventually be dead, and there won't be a return. What parent says, oh yeah, let me pay for all your drinks at that bar? No parent would do that. Why are we telling them to belly up to the bar of higher education? You're not going to need higher education soon because AI is going to take over all of the jobs. I talked to somebody, a girlfriend of one of my kids, and I said, what do you want to do? And they said, I want to be a bio researcher, I think is what she said. It's great. Until it's no longer available because AI will do it. We're not teaching our kids basic skills to be able to be a jack of all trades, which you're going to have to do. By the way, if you really were concerned about AI, which everyone on the planet should be very concerned about AI, if you were really concerned, a government of, for, and by the people would not run a committee to look into things and put Kamala Harris at the top. If they knocked on your door and said, you know, Mr. Beck, we are so concerned about all of the things that you're concerned about, and you were really concerned, we're putting a commission together. We want you to come to Washington and sit down and talk to Kamala Harris about it. Would you even go? Or would you go, that's a waste of time? I don't think so, especially if you're talking to this numbskull about real stuff that most people can't even comprehend. Oh, Kamala's going to, okay. Yeah, let me take some time away from trying to prevent, put safeguards around the next Manhattan Project by 10 that is running at a much faster speed. Let me go spend a few days with Kamala Harris instead of at the lab trying to figure out how to protect people. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me just end with a couple of things. The good news is, we have the best people working on it. Seattle, their new social housing board. Take a look.
I want to welcome our panelists here. Okay, I'm going to turn to the folks who are online, and I will just call on you. If you could introduce yourself, Ibo.
Hello, my name is Ibo Barton. I use he, him pronouns. And I have lived experience with being chronically homeless, as well as professional experience working in permanent supportive housing, along with supporting the gender diverse community of Seattle.
Thank you. Katie?
Hi, my name is Katie LeBrett. I am a trans woman who lives in Seattle. I have experience with working with youth, young adults, like, you know, the younger generation of us. Mm-hmm. I also have lived experience with being homeless as well and navigating the systems.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Devin.
Hi, my name is Devin Horschmidt. I'm one of the board members appointed by the Seattle Renters, Coalition. I am a lifelong renter or renter for my whole adult life. Professionally, I am a Head Start teacher, so I work with low-income and largely immigrant families. I have also had a lot of experience living in homes with unsafe conditions and poor maintenance and have that piece of lived experience. I am also a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation and the Answer Coalition.
So, I mean, if you're looking for property in some place around the country, Seattle is beautiful this time of year. especially when the skies are just that beautiful orange, you know, from the fires. Wonderful. I would feel confident if I had any property or a business in Seattle, because I think those guys, with their lived experience, are going to rock the world. One of the things that people made fun of this week was an AI-generated beer commercial. I want you to see it, and I have two comments. Watch. In today's world, that makes perfect sense. I don't see anything wrong with that. Today's world, the bottles wanted to be cans. They were in the midst of transition. First of all, let me just say this. That was somebody saying, make a beer commercial with people around in their backyard. Do you realize how amazing that is? To even get that close. No one in Washington could get that close. That's a machine that produced all of the images, everything. And we're laughing at it. We're not laughing at the Seattle Housing Committee or whatever the hell. No, those guys are to be taken serious. But this amazing feat of AI, as bad as it is, you know, well, let's make fun of it a little bit more. My last comment on this. In our upside down world, all of the images of the bottles and cans that morphed from a bottle to a can and from a can to a bottle with two guys sucking on each end of it, that's America. That's how much sense Washington and this entire society really makes. And the only difference is you're allowed to say, that's not true. That's not right. That doesn't look right. I think there's a mistake. We shouldn't do that. When in real life, we see stuff as distorted and you've got to shut your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Love thy neighbor. Love God. Serve God by serving your fellow man. But for the love of God, stand up and speak the truth. Have a good weekend.